when you have very highly educated parents, you still get some result of additional books in the home, but you get much more what you might call bang for your buck for parents who have little education.
Does it matter whether these are children's books or adult books? Are these the parents' books, or did you look at whose books these were?
They could be anything. So what you're looking at here is really a kind of average effect of different kinds of books. We've also got some research underway. It's not been published, so it's not peer-reviewed yet, so it has to be seen as kind of a preview. But there we're seeing that the books that have the most impact are history and science.
Now, getting back to the idea of books in the home and a family mm-hmm. library, what after looking at the results of your study, I mean, what sort of message do you come away from your study with?
It helps make sense of findings that bookish people in otherwise not technologically very advanced places have gone far in education. So in that sense, it says that there really is a contribution that parents can make to their children's education. And it doesn't mean that you have to turn into somebody like me whose walls are lined with books. But it really does mean that if you spend a few minutes most days a week reading to your children, and if they see you reading from time to time, and if you talk about books with them from time to time, and when somebody asks a question, say, let's look it up instead of discussing it as a matter of opinion, that all those things can actually make quite a substantial difference to children in their education.
Well, right. I guess it's stoking the curiosity, right? Of encouraging curiosity and the desire to then to find the answer, to look it up somewhere.
Yeah, and it also helps establish a kind of cultural outlook that answers can be discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that they're not just something that you have your view on and I have my view on, and so on.